Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to Elliot Shore Parks. He is the WIP. We are proud to say the WIP football writer. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on?
Elliot, true or false, the best week of the Eagles season was the week they did not actually play a game.
Very true. Very
is
true.
That bizarre that they had, they got Golden Tate, all the other teams lost, they looked bad, injuries, all the stuff that happened. Eagles had an amazing bye week, didn't they, Al?
They had an unbelievable week. Everything went right.
Everything went right. So now what? Like, tell us now the current state of the Eagles after this great week.
You know, being down at the NovaCare the 2 days this week so far, they really do seem like a refreshed and kind of like revived team. So it is weird that their week off was the best week they could have had, but they definitely needed it. I mean, just seeing them out at practice yesterday, they looked healthier than they had in a while. I mean, of course, for other than a few guys, but you had Sproles back out there, Lane was back out there. And then being in the locker room, they really seemed happy to be back and around each other. So I do think the bye week came at a great time for this
team. But here, now, you know, normally around this time in the week, I find something to make myself nervous. And I'm kind of a little bit nervous, Elliot. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
The guys are openly talking with a lot of confidence and not really bothering to worry about belittling the other team or the other city. Here's Jason Peters yesterday.
I know I don't like the Cowboys. It's just the arrogance, the organization, everybody, America's team. Right now, they're not winning right now. So, I mean, let's see how many people jump off their bandwagon and stay with them. So, we'll see Sunday and try to get that W over.
Is there a danger of overconfidence, Elliot?
I don't think there is a danger of overconfidence. I mean, look, this is rivalry week. This is kind of what the players say before every single Cowboys game every year. So, I don't think that's exactly unique to the situation. And I think this team knows they need this win. I mean, you know, Jason Peters mentions that the Cowboys aren't winning, but the Cowboys win on Sunday night. I'm pretty sure they'll be ahead of the Eagles in the standings.
The point. You're right. Yeah. And the thing is, Ezekiel Elliott said Sunday night for them, for the Cowboys, is an absolute must win. And I'm reading it and I'm going, well, it is for the Eagles too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely a must win. I mean, as much as everything went right during this bye week, the one thing we've seen consistently with the Eagles is each week this season, it feels like that's going to be their statement game. The Vikings game was going to be the statement game. The Titans game was going to be the statement game. And they always seem to end up somehow blowing it. So although they should beat this Cowboys team and they're better than this Cowboys team, the Eagles need to prove they can be consistent before we can be overly confident in them any week of the season.
All right. So, Elliot, let's talk about how much better this Eagles team is than the Eagles team before the bye. Because now we've got Golden Tate. Darren Sproles is back. Lane Johnson apparently will play. That means no Big V at right tackle. Mm-hmm. Huge help there. It looks like the team itself is a lot better than it was even in the game in London. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah, I think they're much better on offense. Now, the Darren Sproles return, we'll see how much that actually ends up helping. I mean, he only has, I think it's like 70 yards rushing since week one of last season. So he hasn't been a guy that's been able to stay on the field and contribute consistently. But I do think the Golden Tate thing is really going to help this offense. And I also just think getting that win over the Jaguars kind of lifted a little bit of a weight off of their shoulder. It gave them a boost they needed. And like I said, being around them this week, I just sense a different kind of confidence around the team. So I think they'll be better on the field. Obviously, keeping Lane is huge. I mean, the fact that he was out there practicing is a game changer for this offense. So I do think they're a better team now than they were prior to the bye week.
How will they use Tate? Any sense for how they're going to do that?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I asked Golden Tate that on Monday, and he said, you know, he didn't want to give the game plan away, but he is a guy that's played both on the inside and the outside. And the Eagles, as a coaching staff, kind of like to move their receivers all around. So I don't think you'll see Tate, you know, play 80% of the snaps on the outside or on the inside. I do think they're going to move him all around. And I think they're going to try to get him the ball on, like, some short catches and do what he does best, which is make guys miss after the catch.
All right, Elliot, there's one other way the Eagles have improved dramatically. They cut Dexter McDougal. All right. No, Elliot, yeah. Seriously, he was so bad and he was playing. How do you go from being on the field for so many plays to being caught right there? I mean, did they need to see him screw a couple of games up before they made a move? How was he on this team?
Yeah, that was a real, really confusing move, especially because it wasn't like you signed him off a practice spot. I mean, he was on the street when they signed him, and then to go and to play all those snaps. But I think it speaks to two things. One, it speaks to the fact that they are just not going to play Rasul Douglas at nickel, and they needed somebody to go there. But I think with this new move, bringing in LeBlanc, he has a tie to Joe Douglas. He played well in 2016 in the nickel. So I do think if he can get up to speed this week, I do think he is going to be a considerable upgrade over McDougal.
I don't see how he couldn't be.
there you go.
All right, it's a rough thing. All right, here's what I'm nervous about in the game itself, Elliot. One is, for all their imperfections, the Cowboys do have a pretty damn good pass rush. And they do have the potential with Elliot to have a good running game. How dangerous are those two elements in the matchups on Sunday night?
Well, the thing I would be most worried about as an Eagles fan with that pass rush is the fact that Carson this season has shown when the pass rush gets to him, he's not done a good job protecting the ball. Yeah. And that is obviously an issue going into Sunday night, because in a game the Eagles have to win, and, you know, honestly could end up being pretty close, turnover is huge. So that was where I would be concerned. And not to mention that although Lane is playing, he is going to be playing with a brace on his left knee and with that MCL injury. So I think that's a bit of a concern. On the other side of the ball with Ezekiel Elliott, I'm not as concerned about that if I'm an Eagles fan. The Eagles defense has been pretty good this season overall. And, you know, I just think that I think they'll be able to contain Ezekiel Elliott.
Do you dislike the Cowboys, Elliott?
You know, I will say not as much as other people in Philadelphia. Maybe it's just I've been covering the team for so long, I don't have that hatred or passion for him really anymore.
Do you enjoy the a conversation with Jerry Jones? Would you like that?
Yeah, I would like that.
You would?
I would have. I've met him once or twice. He's an interesting guy to talk to.
All right, now you're really starting to lose our audience, so I'm going to let you go soon. But Elliot, I only got one more question for you. And right. Already you've kind of hinted here that it's not going to be as easy as some people think. Elliot, Cowboys at Eagles, Sunday night, Lincoln Financial Field. Who's going to win that game?
Everything in my body tells me to pick the Eagles in a close game, but just with everything going their way, I really, really feel like this is the statement game for the Eagles. I think the Eagles win, and I think they win by 10-plus points. I think this is the week.
All right. Even 10 is not as easy as I'd love it to be, but I'll take the 10 because they're favored by 7 now. The Eagles are favored by 7. Elliot, thank you as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you guys next week.
Joe Parks, Al. He doesn't – when you covered rivalries, did you have a side – you know, like, when I cover the Eagles, I was taught to hate the Cowboys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.